Raf does a great job with that. All right, we're back getting ready for baseball today. The Giants have won 5 straight. The Phillies are getting obliterated by the Nationals, 6-1 in the third. So things still move on for the San Francisco Giants. We bring in Mark Simon, Sports Info Solutions, at Mark A. Simon Says on Twitter. Mark, how are you?
Good. It's funny. I'm staring at the box score of the game, maybe the last game that Edwin Diaz pitched badly, which was back in May when the Giants beat the Mets 13-12 in one of the more goofy and bizarre games of the season.
Well, you know, it's funny when you look back on this season, as we look back on it, you know, the Giants swept the Phillies at home. They won the season series against the Phillies. They beat the Braves at home. They handled the Mets. They didn't win the season series, but 7 games were very tough. Giants did their job when they had to, but in summing up the season, when they needed to, they didn't do it.
Yeah, that 3 to 4 month stretch where they were like, they just couldn't hit for a good while, and they couldn't catch it for a good while. And I think one of the things that you'll look back on this season as, especially now that they're over 500, is, you know, missed opportunities. I looked at this, I gave this to the booth today. The Giants and the Padres averaged the same number of runs per game, and they have basically the same ERA. And yet the Padres are playing for a wild card, and the Giants are going to be at home in a few weeks. And it reminds me of the importance of defense, and it reminds me of the importance of, you know, finishing one-run games and extra inning games and these situations where the Giants just missed out because of an offense that just went in the dumper for a bit, and the defense was particularly bad early in the season too.
So what do we say about September? They've got one of the best records in September, I think 18-10. Yastrzemski is hitting them a great month. Everywhere you look up and down the lineup, Longoria, a couple of home runs yesterday. Well, what do you say about September, putting it in some sort of context?
I feel like, I want to say it was Buck who probably said it when we were on Baseball Tonight, Showalter. It was one of the managerial types that came through, and it was the idea that you never judge your team based on the final month, which this year maybe slightly, you can make a slight exception for that, because if you look at the best records in September this season, I think it's 6 playoff teams, and the Giants are the top 7. So maybe there is something to the September, but I don't know that it necessarily means that much. Yaz had a long stretch where he was just, it was really rough for him. Longoria keeps getting hurt. Boy, I sound really pessimistic. I sound like the Oh No guy on that Edwin Diaz walk-in music. Sorry to be such a pessimist here.
That's Raf. Well, no, in assessing the Giants, look, there were periods of time when they didn't hit, and coming out of the All-Star break, they really disappeared, and now, of course, they're, the little bit of the pressure is off, and they're doing well, which is not untypical for September, but there are certain things to build on, and one would be, and I've said this very emphatically on the show, I think they should absolutely pay to get Carlos Rodon back and make it happen. And they do have Webb, and they do have a way of coming up with pitchers. Their evaluation of pitchers is a lot better than their evaluation of 65 hitters. So how about Rodon and Webb? I mean, I think
no,
it's huge.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think I would give them both A's or A-pluses for this season. Rodon working up in the strike zone and above it, Webb working down in the strike zone and below it, and both being extremely effective. Rodon strikeout, walk, home run combo is best in baseball. If things were a little bit better for the Giants, maybe if certain things had shook out differently, maybe he's the number one Cy Young guy and not Alcantara. And Logan Webb found a new best pitch. Like, he went from slider to changeup as his best pitch in a year where his fastball wasn't necessarily, the sinker wasn't necessarily effective, because the defense wasn't as good, and still found a way to answer the bell every time, pitched to a 3 ERA, looked a lot like the guy who made those clutch playoff starts against the Dodgers last year. It looked like a guy who could be an ace. And if you bring Rodon back, then you have 2 potential aces. and you have the makings of what could be a pretty good pitching staff. Plus, you know, they can find and build pitchers from just about anywhere.
Well, look, Shelby Miller, I'm hoping to see him today or tomorrow and see. Come on, he's faced 17 batters and struck out like 12 of them.
Yep.
So we'll see what that's all about. But they can find pitching. It's the revolving door about all the hitters. That's the problem, and they got to settle that down next year. Do you have a favorite moment of the season or something that you can say, wow, that was something special?
Yeah, the Giants Brewers game is, I think, my number one, and I think
you could make a case
that it's one of the top games of the year in the sport. July 15th, down 5-2, bottom of the ninth, game was over. I wasn't even really watching it, and they put up six, and they hit three home runs off of Josh Hader, which is extraordinarily improbable. That Met game that I mentioned before is right there with it too, down by a run with two outs and nobody on base. And they get two runs to win the game off the best closer in baseball. Those are two. Tyro Estrada had a walk-off home run or two. Wilmer had a walk-off home run or two. There were a fair number of really exciting games. There were a lot of duds. But the ones that were exciting were, like, on the scale of 1 to 10 for excitement, were like 9 to 9.5. They were really cool.
Yeah, they were. I was going to say the Jock Peterson-Milwaukee game, where the fans were taunting him, and he walked out and just hit a home run, and that was that. So that was a good one, too. I've thrown out DeGrom. I've thrown out Cody Bellinger as possibilities, great defensive center fielder. What's the biggest need for this team for next year?
Can they get Aaron Judge? That would be my starting point, just because I think it goes back to a few years ago when they were in the Bryce Harper hunt. Like, why wouldn't you – in the San Francisco market, why wouldn't you go out and try and get the best player? Like, to me, that he completely fills a need. He fills a need wherever spot you put him, right? Center, DH, whatever. And he's a megastar. And maybe he wants to come home. That would be my starting point. If I was them, I would go for a superstar kind of player. I would go for Trey Turner if I could get Trey Turner, even though I don't necessarily know where I would put him right away. But like, I would go for someone that is a big star, and then keep the idea of, okay, we're going to do the platoons at a number of different spots, but we're going to have at least one superstar to go with it.
Well, you look at excitement. Aaron Judge would do it. Trey Turner went to second base with the Dodgers last year to let Seager play, and they still have Crawford. So maybe that's something they could do. I look for emotion in the playoffs, and these playoffs are going to be terrific. Toronto and the fans there. But I think of everybody, maybe Seattle is just the wildest. To see them win last night on the walk-off and remember back to 95 and 01 and all that. And here they are again, finally, 21 years later, they're back.
Yeah, and they remember, too, they're the team for this year where you say never give up hope. They were 29-39, and I think they were the 12th best team in the American League. They were barely better than the Tigers. They were below the Rangers at that point in the season. And since then, they've gone, I think it's 57-31, and their bullpen has been ridiculous. And at the trade deadline, they said, you know what? We're going for it. And they got Luis Castillo. And the one thing that would make me a little nervous is especially if they don't have Julio Rodriguez in those first few games, I'm sure they hope to have him. They can run into spells where they hit like the Giants hit for stretches of the season, where they're just going to struggle to put anything on the board, and it's going to require their pitching to be perfect. So I guess that would be the one thing that would make me a little nervous with them, especially going up potentially against if they play the Blue Jays, Gausman and Manoah. They might be in a better spot if they finish in the sixth and they play Cleveland in the first round. They might have a better shot at advancing that way.
Well, they're going to have the best fans. I will say that. All right, Mets, look, it's your team. DeGrom, three home runs last night. Kyle Wright and Scherzer and Bassett and Morton. What happens at the Mets in Atlanta? Where does it end up?
I think they split the next two. I have felt all along that the Mets would come out of this series doing what they needed to do to be technically ahead of the Braves going into those final three games. So I think they split the next two. The thing that made me a little nervous from a Met perspective last night was, for much of the game how easily they went down and were like didn't hit the ball particularly competitively. Buck Showalter made some interesting decisions. I wouldn't necessarily say they were bad decisions. He let a rookie playing in his first major league game, number one prospect in baseball, bat against Kenley Jansen in the ninth inning in a tight spot, and he struck out on three pitches and looked really bad. And he went to Tyler McGill, who you might remember from earlier this season. He was not effective. He went to him over his veteran guys. So I guess that might make me a little bit concerned, but I think between Scherzer and Bassett and Pete Alonso and Lindor and Escobar, who's been fantastic, that they find a way to get one the next 2 days.
Mm. We'll see what Austin Riley has to say about that.
Yep.
All right. Hey, Mark, great having you on. I look forward to these Saturdays and talking with you, and you do a great job, and I look forward to next year with you. Sports Info Solutions, Mark A. Simon says on Twitter. Mark, thank you so much, and look forward to continuing to talk over the off season. Thank you.
Awesome. I need a new theme song next year, too.
All right. We'll talk to Raf about that. You'll have to help him. All right. Thanks, Mark. Thank you. All right. More coming up. Katie Wu, who covers the Cardinals for The Athletic, and what a season she's had. Back with us next, right after this.